Lucky me. Okay, this is Brecken, participant number 8015. Alright, Brecken, go ahead and hit a buzzer for me, bud.
Any buzzer?
Any buzzer if you want me. Alright, cool. So you've got your buzzer. So this is Jibo. So Jibo's going to be with us for today, and he's going to just introduce himself. Jibo. Jibo, you getting a little sleepy? Jibo gets a little funky sometimes.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
So Jibo's going to be with us for the rest of the day, so he's going to kind of talk to us a little bit later when we get to a certain task, okay? All right, so what do you think is going to be on this first page?
No idea.
Let's find out. What is it?
An apple.
It is an apple. So what I want you to do is I want you to tell me the letter, the object on the paper, and then if you can think of anything else that starts with that same letter, okay? So which one is this?
A. Apple.
What's another one you can think of?
Arizona.
Cool. So do that same thing for the rest of the letters.
B. Boy. Brecken. C. Cookie. California.
Cool. You gonna name all the states?
Maybe. D. Duck, Detroit.
Alright.
E. Elephant.
I don't know if there's any E cities.
Echolocation.
Okay, that's really cool.
F. Fish. Florida. G. Guitar. Georgia. H. House.
What's a city in Texas?
I'm just gonna say hills. I. Ice. Iceland. J, Juice, Jupiter. K, Key, Kentucky. L, Leaf, Loser. M, Monkey, Me. N, Nose, Nostril. O, Orange, Oakland. P, Plates, Pirates. Q, Duck.
What does the duck say?
Quack.
Mm-hmm. That's another cute word.
Quick. R, Red, Reed. S, Spider, Sister. T, Table, Tennessee. U, Umbrella, Ukulele. V, Vacuum, Violin. W, Watch, Washington. X, X-ray.
This was tricky. It's a good X-word. I'm trying to think of one without X. Think of the sign. You wanna phone a friend?
It's okay if you don't know. No worries. We can go to the next one too.
You gonna move on? I know you wanna try, that's why I don't wanna rush.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo, Z, zebra.
Where do zebras live? In the...
I was thinking of a Z for X, but now I can't think of it.
It's okay. I'll look up some X words before you leave. But where do zebras live at? Where can you go see them?
Zoo.
Good job. All right, she can hit a buzzer.
You're doing
another one of any jewels.
Any buzzer, man. Cool. All right, so what do you think is going to be on here? We did the alphabet, so what do you think's next?
Numbers?
Did you just peek? Or did you just know because you're that smart?
I saw them when you were flipping them.
So. Oh, you did? Well, well, well. All right, so you must know how this one goes. You're just going to tell me the numbers, but...
One.
Let's see if I can trick
two,
you.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think's after 15?
What?
What do you think's after 15?
16.
Let's see.
20.
What do you think's after 20?
30.
Nope.
25.
What do you think's after 25?
30.
What's
I'm pretty sure this is counting by fives. 35?
Nope. What's this?
40. 50.
What do you think so?
55?
Not quite. What is this?
60.
What do you think's next?
70. 80. Mm-hmm. 90. Mm-hmm. 100.
Yeah. What do you think's after
100?
110. Not quite.
300. 200. 300.
Let's see.
500.
Maybe things after 500.
1,000.
Maybe. Think so anything's after here?
2,000.
Nah, tricked you. So we're going to do some math now. So can you just read me off this math
9
equation?
Plus 7 equals 16. Nineteen minus one equals eighteen.
Cool. How about this one?
6 times 3 equals
I've got some extra fingers.
Eighteen.
Last one.
21 divided by 3, I have no idea because I do not know division.
You haven't done division yet?
No.
That's okay. Do you want me to tell you the answer?
No.
Okay, you want to find out later?
I'm just going to guess 5.
You were close, it was 7. Good job.
Great job.
See, don't you both think you're doing a great job? Hit a buzzer. All right. What do you think's on this one?
No idea.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to guess?
Yeah.
We're gonna do this game right here with all my magical cards, you know. So, the way the game goes is, this is a ship. So this is one ship right here, and now we have two ships, right? All right, so one ship, now we got two ships. You think you got the gist of the game?
Yeah.
All right, so you tell me what you see. So this is one skack. So here's our skack, now we have two.
Skack.
Okay. This is one duck. So look at the duck, and now we have two.
Duck.
Okay. This is one shoe. Look at the shoe. Now we have two.
Shoe.
Okay. We've got one rib. Look at the rib. Now we got two.
Rib.
Okay. We got one snack. Look at the snack. Now we have two.
Snack.
We got one mip. Look at the mip. Now we have two.
Mip.
We got one foo. Look at our foo. Now we have two.
Foo.
We got one cup. Look at the cup. Now we have two.
Cup.
We got one crib. Look at our crib. Now we have two.
Cribs.
We got one yak. Look at our yak. Now we have two
yaks.
We got one pike. Look at the pike. Now we have two
pike.
We have one slide. Look at the slide. Now we have two
slides.
We got one bell. Look at our bell. Two
bells.
We got one bag. Look at our bag. Now we have two
bags.
We got one rock. Look at our rock. Now we have two
rocks.
We got one smile. Look at our smile. Now we have two
smile.
We got one light. Look at our light. Now we have two
lights.
Sorry, I have sneeze. We got one yak. Look at the yak. Now we got two.
Yeah.
We got one cow. Look at our cow. Now we have two
cows.
We got one ship again. Wasn't that quick? You get a buzzer. You're done. Which one? Yes. All right. So now for this next part, Jibo's going to help us. So he's going to tell us what to do for the next activity, okay? So Jibo, can you tell us what we're going to do next?
My name is Jibo.
Get a nice little confetti.
What's your name?
Brecken.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Red.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started. Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. What is this?
Jibo, are you struggling a little bit?
That's so silly.
Oh, Jibo. Oh, there it is. Can you see that, Brecken?
Yeah.
All right, so can you tell me what's in this?
Looks like a lion on a boat with a boy with fish in the water.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think they're doing there?
Probably going like fishing or something.
Mm-hmm. How do you think they got out there?
Probably they had paddled.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see on the picture? What else is around them?
Like flowers, mm-hmm. leaves.
Do you think you know any of these fishes? Like what kinds they are?
No.
No? What about these flowers? Do you think you know what those are?
Kind of look like tulips.
They do look like tulips. What about the lion? What do you think why do you think he's in the boat with that boy?
Maybe he wants to eat the fish.
Mm-hmm. You don't think he's gonna eat him?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
You think he's keeping him safe while he's out there fishing, maybe? Would you take a lion on a boat with you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Alright. What else can you see in this picture?
Lily pads.
Lily pads? Have you ever seen any lily pads? No. Do you know what amphibian normally sits on the lily pads? Frogs. Remember? They hop from lily pad to lily pad. Do you think there are any frogs in the water?
No.
No? Do you see anything else in this picture that's interesting to you?
Not really.
Not really?
Other than dragonflies.
Other than dragonflies. Have you seen any dragonflies recently?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you got for me, Brecken? All right.
Look at the picture.
All right, Brecken. So tell me what you think is going on in this picture. I can scooch you up some too. Get a little old. Oh, Brecken.
Okay. It looks like a boy dressed in like a pilot suit in his bedroom with a lot of toys And he's flying a paper airplane. And there's a little plane up there. And his window's open and his room's kind of messy.
It is kind of messy. What about the window being open? Do you think he's going to fly out the window?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do with the window open?
Maybe get some fresh air or something.
He might. Do you think he's going to toss the airplane out the window?
I might.
You might? All right. What about the toys on this floor?
They just look like he didn't really put them away.
It looks like it too. Is there anything else you can see in the picture that you want to talk about? What seems interesting?
It kind of looks like there's a thought bubble at the top.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think there's going to be a plane flying in his room.
Do you think he's daydreaming?
Probably.
Yeah. What do you think he's daydreaming about?
Being like a pilot because of how he's dressed and what he's dreaming about.
True. What else can you tell me about this picture?
Nothing really.
Nothing really? Are you all done, Brecken?
Oh, this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else Jibo has.
So I'm confused on why there's an elephant in the lab. I can see the scientist is holding a light bulb and has goggles and has a little clipboard. And the elephant is holding a science book. There's a chart and there is mice as well. Right. There's two actually. There's a lot of test tubes and there's a lot of books as well.
What do you think they're doing together?
Science experiments.
Yeah. What kind of experiment do you think they're doing?
Maybe something with electricity.
Maybe. What do you think the girl is going to do with the electricity? What do you think?
Maybe see maybe try and activate something with it.
Maybe. And what about the octopus? What do you think he's doing holding all that stuff?
No idea.
That's okay. You got anything else you see in the picture?
No.
No? Y'all done with this picture? All right.
What is this?
What do you think's going on in this picture, Brecken?
There's a girl who lives on a farm pulling out a giant radish with a lot of leaves and a snail in the pickle as well. And I can see in the distance there's a fence and not more radishes.
Right.
And I see a shovel.
Can you see anything else? Any other animals?
I can see another snail in the background.
So you see a shovel, some snails, and a radish. What do you think that girl is? Do you think?
Maybe a farmer.
A farmer, yeah. Do you think she's farming any other vegetables this year?
Yeah.
What other vegetables do you think she should farm?
Maybe carrots, lettuce. Mainly lettuce.
What do you think those are? Those little plants?
I think they're probably like the leaf to the radishes.
You think so? I think so too. Do you think there are any animals on the farm?
Yeah.
What kind of animals?
Maybe cows, pigs, maybe chickens.
That's true. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
Not really.
Not really? Alright. Y'all done, Brecken? Alright.
Great job.
Awesome, saucer. Let's hitch our good old buzzer, I reckon.
Any buzzer?
Any buzzer, man. Oh, I was going to say, Brendan, did you give so many good hits on the buzzer that it went kaput? All right, Brecken, do you like to read?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some reading passages, okay? So, go ahead and read this first one.
It was Mr. Bee's job to get honey. He worked very hard. Mr. Bee got honey from all the flowers on the farm. He got honey from red flowers and from pink flowers. He got honey from sunflowers and from purple flowers. Mr. Bee worked all day long. He was on the job from morning to night. I love my job, said Mr. Bee, as he buzzed from flower to flower. I have the best job on the planet, Mr. Bee worked with other bees, and all the other bees were very nice to Mr. Bee. Mr. Bee had many friends. One day, all the bees decided to throw a party for Mr. Bee. They wanted it to be a surprise party. They didn't tell Mr. Bee the other bees tied balloons to Mr. Bee's flowers. They told him they wanted to see him after work. After work, Mr. Bee went to meet the other bees. Surprise, they shouted. Mr. Bee, when they saw him, you are a very special bee, Mr. Bee. You work very hard, you collect a lot of honey. They gave Mr. Bee a honey cake. They gave Mr. Bee new honey pots for his legs. They sang songs to Mr. Bee and danced all night. The next morning, Mr. Bee was very tired but very happy. He sang as he buzzed from flower to flower. I'm happy, Bee, he sang, that's me.
Good job, Brecken. Can you read another one, or are you tired?
I think I can read a couple.
Another one, okay. Let's just read this next one, and then we'll go to the next one.
Cam was feeling happy as he and Uncle Mo walked to the bus stop. They sat and waited on the bench. Cam thought, I like someone, and I am glad to see Uncle Mo. I wish he didn't live so far away. Finally, the bus came. They got on the bus, and Uncle Mo gave the driver change for the fee. Uncle Mo did not have enough coins for the fee. He had bills, but not coins. He needed another quarter. Cam was scared. What if they couldn't go to the park? Cam slipped his hand in his left pocket. He pulled out two dimes, gave them to Uncle Mo. Then Cam slipped his hand in his right pocket. He pulled out one nickel and gave it to Uncle Mo. They had enough money for the fee. Uncle Mo patted Cam on the back. Thanks, young man, Uncle Mo said. They sat down and Cam held his towel in his lap. Cam was the only kid on the bus who looked out the window and saw cars go by. He saw people go by. He even saw other buses go by. He sat and waited. Uncle Mo listened to music. Cam could hear the beat of the wobble from the earbuds. He tapped his foot and moved his head to the beat. Uncle Mo looked at Cam and smiled. He gave Cam an earbud so Cam could hear the music too. They shared the beat as they sat and waited on the bus.
Good job, Morgan. Ty, want to move on to the next thing, or you can read one more?
I want to move on to the next thing.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
A teacher told the class, be nice to others. Recess and the time to have fun. CJ thought about how he got in a fight with his friend Marcus yesterday. CJ bet Marcus in his handstand contest. CJ laughed at Marcus. Ha ha, I won. Marcus got mad and hit CJ. CJ hit Marcus. Back. The teacher didn't see the boys, but their friend Amaz saw CJ. You shouldn't hit back. You should tell him you are sorry. CJ was sorry. He didn't like to fight. He wanted to be a caring friend. CJ decided he would not laugh or hit his friend. Giles Turner is a hard worker. Work is a hard working and smart black man. He is really good at math. He worked in New York City. He helped companies make money. One day, he decided to work even harder. He had a dream to become a shoemaker. He worked all day, and then he went to school at night. Charles studied and learned how to draw and make shoes. He made nice boots. He was good at shoe designing because he was good at math and art. People liked his boots. His dream job was to make shoes and boots. Charles worked hard and now he loves his job. Now he makes boots and shoes.
All finished. That was great, Brecken.
Great job.
Hit a buzzer, Brecken, whichever one you want. Awesome. All right, we're going to go to this next one. So what do you think is on this next page?
Don't know.
You still doing good? You're not tired yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Almost finished. All right, so you're just going to tell me what action they're doing. So what is he doing?
Brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth, Brecken?
I put toothpaste on my brush, put some water on, and then brush my teeth.
All right, cool. What's he doing?
Washing his hands.
How do you wash your hands?
Get soap, rub my hands, rinse them.
Right. What's he doing?
Tying a shoe.
How do you tie your shoes?
I kind of don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the SpongeBob song? Like, you do the loop de loop thing. You never heard that before? God, I'm old. All right. That's okay. What's she doing?
Making cereal.
Okay, how do you make your cereal in the morning?
I usually don't have cereal, but sometimes I just eat the cereal, but sometimes I'll put a little bit of milk in.
You don't put the milk in before the cereal?
No. Usually I don't put it a lot, because if I do, I'm not a very fast eater. So usually my cereal gets all soggy, and I do not like that.
You gotta eat faster, Brecken. What's he doing?
Getting dressed.
How do you get dressed in the morning? What do you put on first?
Underwear.
Okay, what else do you put on?
And then socks, pants, shirt.
The last thing you need to get out the door.
Shoes.
What's she doing?
Well, sometimes I don't put on shoes. So I can
stay at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making cupcakes.
Okay. Do you make cupcakes or any cake?
Sometimes.
How do you make cake?
Well, usually my grandma makes the cakes and I'll help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I do the icing because after we all do the icing.
How do you make, do the icing? What do you do?
So basically, we each have some in a bowl, and then we use a little plastic knife, and we put some on that, and then we use a knife to spread it out.
Gotcha. What's she doing?
Making pictures.
Yeah, how do you make pictures?
Usually I grab paper. I like to use markers, so I usually grab markers, and then I think of something to draw, and then I start drawing.
What's he doing?
Buckling.
How do you buckle up?
I just grab my seatbelt and then pull it around me and then push it in the buckle.
What's she doing?
She got a spoon and she's making a teddy bear fake eat.
She is. How would you feed somebody? What would you do?
Well, what I would do is I would just get a spoon and have them either.
Nope. I'm cool with that. What are they doing?
Dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah. How do you dress up?
I usually just like put a costume on.
Mm-hmm. What wore you last Halloween?
I think it might have been a dolphin.
Why were you a dolphin?
I think I might have been a dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that?
Because I like dolphins. They're one of my favorite animals.
Okay, do you have another favorite animal?
Yeah, I also like jaguars and penguins and stuff.
Why do you like those animals?
Well, I think they're all cute.
You think they're all cute?
I also love hamsters.
Oh, you like hamsters too? Okay,
and dogs and cats.
You got a lot of favorite animals.
I like a lot of animals.
Good. What about them? What are they doing?
Going down the slide.
How do you slide?
Well, we have a little, playset, so I usually just climb up the ladder, mm-hmm. and then I go down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do it different ways.
You do it in different ways?
Sometimes.
How do you do it? Like,
sometimes
what's the different ways?
Sometimes I go down kind of halfway and jump off because I can. I've done it multiple times, so.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I don't usually go. Like, I usually never go belly head first.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I might go backwards.
You're pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. What's he doing?
Playing soccer.
Do you play soccer?
I used to, but I started hating it after I got a bloody nose.
Okay, that's fine. How did you used to play soccer before you didn't like it anymore?
Well, I used to just run around trying to score, but one day I was a goalie and I got kicked in the nose with a cleat trying to save the ball. At least I never went in, but I got a bloody nose and the team still lost.
You win some and you lose some, Brecken. That's okay. What sport do you play now?
Baseball.
You do? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going into 9U.
Oh, you are?
I made the Mustangs.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I get to play my best friend. He's on a different team.
What position do you play?
I like catcher, infield, outfield.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of positions.
You like a lot? Do you have a favorite?
I like shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
I basically like the infield the most in catcher.
That's true. I like the infield too. I never like being an outfielder. What are they doing?
Playing with blocks.
Do you play with any blocks?
Not really.
What do you play with?
Legos, and I go outside and play wiffle ball with my brother. Sometimes my sister will budge in.
Mm-hmm.
I play on the swing a lot, and I also love video games.
Mm-hmm. A few more. What are they doing?
Swinging.
How do you swing?
I push and pull.
You do? Do you have any fun ways that you swing?
Sometimes I will jump off.
You will?
And I also like to swing with my eyes closed, and sometimes I can do it with one hand.
Yeah. You're awesome. A few more. What are they doing?
Sharing candy.
Yeah, do you share with anybody?
Sometimes.
Sometimes what do you share with people?
Not much.
What's your favorite thing to share? So what was something you shared recently?
I don't think anything.
Oh, man.
I don't remember really. I don't really remember.
That's okay. As long as you're trying. Last one. What is he doing?
Looks like he has setting a timer for something.
Mm-hmm. Do you set a timer anytime?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you set a timer for?
Well, sometimes I set it to 1 second to be annoying. And also sometimes we can do see who's fastest and stuff.
Hit your buzzer, man. All right, you good enough to go for one more round?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to just do a few more. I think your sister is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that is her. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay. What's going on in this picture? Tell me.
It looks like there's a girl in outer space. Mm-hmm. And there's planets, rocket ships, stars. Kind of looks like a UFO or something. Mm-hmm. And meteors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else here?
Not really.
What do you think's going on here?
They just built, that person just built a birdhouse. Mm-hmm. And there's one bird inside, one bird outside, one bird on it. And there's two nails laying on the ground, and the dog is curious on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do two more. What do you think they're doing? What's going on?
I'm playing music.
Mm-hmm.
One has a drum, and one has a violin.
Okay. Last one. What do you think's going on here?
That looks like a coffee. That looks like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a frog king or something.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the mug.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Brecken, you're all done. You want to hit your buzzer, man?
Yeah.
Great job.
Okay. Do you want to dance with Jibo, or do you want to make a pizza with Jibo?
Pizza.
All right, let's make you a pizza with